There's a very interesting halakha that the Ben Ish Chai brings down. Although it's mimidat hasidut, that it's above and beyond the law, but it's something to know, to see how far these subjects go. He writes in Parashat Balak, Katab b'midrash talpiyot b'shem harav Rabbi Menachem Babli בספר טעמי המצוות, שאם גוי עובד עבודה זרה רואה היין, if a goy that worships עבודה זרה not touches the wine but just looks at the wine, אפילו לא נגע בו, even though he didn't touch it, יש להחמיר שלא לשתותו. So one should be מחמיר not to drink it. The Ben Ish Chai writes, "Bezohi chumra mimidat chasidut, aval medina mutar bevadai." Of course, from the law, only if he touched it. Now, obviously, we're talking about wine that was not mevushal. Wine that is mevushal, that was cooked already. So, even if the goy touched it, you have no problem. So, the big chidush, yayin she'enu mevushal, and you have a goy that's worshiping avodah zarah and sees you, let's say, pouring it into a glass. Some of the poskim even want to say in a glass itself that's transparent, that they can see it, that's a problem. Maybe that hasidut, of course. Arabs would not be considered of the avodah zarah, but if people go, let's say, to the Orient and places like that, where there are of the avodah zarah, they're worshipping Buddha and all these mamash types of avodah zarah, one has to be concerned with such issues. Maybe that hasidut, if he's concerned about things, because the goy's re'iyah, even his vision could be pogem, just by looking could be pogem the wine. I only mention such halakha because of current events, a recent psak that came out by Rav Eliashiv, should live and be well, regarding wigs that were purchased in Eretz Yisrael, specifically from India and from places like that, that they investigated and found out that the hair that was cut from ladies in India and eventually sold for wigs for modest Jewish ladies, the hair was cut for Avodah Zarah. It was part of a service of Avodah Zarah, and therefore he said that the wigs are considered Taklobet Avodah Zarah, they're Asur, and then we have to burn them like a din of Avodah Zarah. So it's just amazing how careful we have to be to show you how pogam this deen of Avodah Zarah is, how much we have to be extra careful in what we're doing, not to come close and to investigate all these things. It should be pointed out that ladies that have wigs from here, we have to investigate and find out exactly what the mekor, where the source of these wigs are. Is it Italian, European, Indian, whatever it is? But it's definitely something that has to be concerned. So again, halakha l'maaseh, regarding the wine that a goy who worships Avodah Zarah looked at, mitzad ha-din mutar mimidat hasidut, if he saw the actual pouring of the wine, we saw the wine itself, one should, there is a chumrah not to drink from it.